We're starting Simen Reish Yud Aleph. Reish Yud Aleph is a very, very juicy Simen. This is the Simen Dinei Kedima Beberkas Aperos, the order of the brachos that are said. So, basically, this Simen is going to take up the whole week. Basically, there's a lot here. I think it's around 5 pages. So let's start with the Hakdama. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings down the Hakdama, so we're just going to start with the Mishnah Berurah himself. Yeah, look at the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, Reish Yud Aleph Aleph. But before the Aleph, there's a huge paragraph over here. Everyone say Hine? You with us? Hine. Meisha, Simen is a Rabu Protov, because this Simen has a lot of details. Alkin Echtav Lo Hakdama Kitsara Vuhu. I'm going to write a short intro, and this is it. Tonight, we have a Mishnah in Brachas. The Mishnah says as follows. Hayu lufanav harbe minin. He has a bunch of different species, different types of fruit. Rabbi Yehuda omer, imyesh b'nei min shiva, alav hu mavarech. V'achachame omrim mavarech al eze mehen shehirtza. So if he has amongst these different species, different types of fruit, he has from the shivas aminim, Rabbi Yehuda says that the shivas, he makes the bracha on the shivas aminim. And that min, which is from the 7 species that Eretz is always praised with, the pasuk says, Eretz chita usara gefen teina v'rimon, Eretz zeit shemen udvash. Fine. And the Chacham is saying, now, mevarech al eze mehen sheyirtze. That's not so clear what the Chachamim are saying. You could understand the Chachamim say, flip a coin, do whatever you want, doesn't matter. Okay, we'll soon see from the continuation where the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Gemara that that's not how the Gemara understands the opinion of the Chachamim. Let's see. The Isa b'Gemara. So on this Mishnah, the Gemara says, Amar Ula. Ula says, this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim machlokes kishebirchoseyen shavos. So this is something that's usually misunderstood. The Bapashtus, the machlokes over there, is when you have different meaning that are the same bracha. Oh, so what people think the machlokes is what bracha you say first. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, I'm going to say a bar priya eitz. On which of these fruit should I make the bracha? The bracha should be chal on which one of these fruit. So Ula says the discussion is when they have the same bracha. Kigon zayiv etapuach. He has an olive and he has an apple. The olive is obviously from the shiva saminim. The apple is not. What bracha should he say? Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva adiv. So he should make the bari pri'eta. Is going to say he should say on the olive. Now listen to the lashon haGemara. V'chachamim omrim chaviv adiv. And the chachamim say he should make the bracha on that which is chaviv. Now that's not the pashtus of what the Chachamim said. The Chachamim in the Mishnah said, Mevarach al eze mehen sheyirtze. Make the bracha whatever you want. So we might think it means flip a coin. So the Gemara is telling us it doesn't mean flip a coin. It means make a bracha on that which you want, and what you want is probably that which is chaviv. Chaviv means that which you like better. Now even within chaviv, we're soon going to see there's a big machlokes. Does chaviv mean what I usually like better? Or chaviv means what do I want right now? What am I in the mood for? Okay. So this is Ula in the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. Aval b'kishein b'chasein shavos. But when we're dealing with two different fruit, let's say a fruit and a vegetable, different brachos, kigon tznon v'zayit, a radish which is adama, and an olive which is ha'et, divrei hakol. Everybody agrees, it seems, the Gemara says, mevarech alzeh v'chozeh mevarech alzeh. Make a bracha on this, and then make the bracha on that. Now, the pashtus of what's going on over there is flip a coin. Doesn't make a difference. Make a bracha on this, make a bracha on that. I don't care which one you make a bracha. Now, you could understand that it dafka means make the bracha on shivas aminim. That's not how most people understand. You could understand that, like we said before, when the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Ezer and Sheyirtze, and when the Gemara explains it, it throws in a word of chaviv. So it could be here chaviv also. Could be a mean shivas aminim, could mean chaviv, could mean flip a coin, do whatever you want, could mean a lot of things. And there are different approaches in the Rishonim that basically say all of these different mahalchim. So again, about kishayim b'chosein shavas, kigon tzno v'zayit, divrei kol mevarech hazeh v'chozeh mevarech hazeh. Okay, there's more to the Gemara. Maybe we'll get into it tomorrow. But for now, that's the Gemara that the Mishnah Berurah is bringing down for our Hakdama. So there's a lot of questions over here. The first question is, we have a machlokes. Okay, according to Ula, the machlokes is when I have the same bracha. I have an apple, and I have one of the shivat aminim. I'm making a bar per eight. On which one do I make the bar per eight? On that which is shiva saminim, or that which I like better? Rabbi Yehuda says shiva saminim. Chachamim say whatever you like better. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or do we paskin like the Chachamim? V'nei yesh de'az l'poskim. Derobim poskim k'Rabbi Yehuda d'min shiva odif. Most poskim is most rishonim hold paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that min shiva odif. Shiva saminim takes precedence over chaviv. And v'zeo mashikras b'sif aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring that down in sif aleph. V'yesh paskin like chachamim. There are those that paskin like the chachamim. That chaviv say that we paskin that chaviv takes precedence over shiva saminim. V'zeo das harambam, and that also gets honorable mention here in Shulchan Aruch. Hamuva b'sif beis. That's in sif beis. V'gam, and also be'ein berchot say and shavos yesh deas b'poskim. When Gemara says if they have different brachos, so everyone agrees, Mavarach Hazeh, V'choz, Mavarach Hazeh, there's a machlokes. What does that mean? Yesh omrim dekavanas ula. There are those that say that what ula means to say, Masham Adirei Kol, Mavarach Hazeh, V'choz, Mavarach Hazeh, you know what that means? Dekev and Shein Bechosei and Shavos, since they have different brachos, Ve'en Echapote Chaveiro, and one bracha is on one species, on one type, is not going to pass to the other type. So therefore, lo shaychis el zeklav. They have no shaychis. The whole sugya is talking about when I'm making one bracha on a bunch of type species, and I got to figure out which one to make the bracha on. What's the most chashiv? How do you define chashiv? I mean, chaviv now, chaviv tomorrow. But if it's a different bracha altogether, so each one has nothing to do with the other, flip a coin, do whatever you want. V'yuchal levarach tchila al tznon bar pi adama ash hazayit u'min shiva v'gam chav olam. Even though the zayit, he likes olives better, and olive is shiva saminim. It doesn't matter. Once it's two different brachos, they have no shaykhs to each other, and you flip a coin, you do whatever you want. It makes no difference. You can make a bar pi adama on a radish. That's one understanding in Ula. The Yesh Omrim, the Kavanos Ula, is the opposite. Some say that what Ula meant is different. The Divriyako, Yochel Avarach al Eze Shiyir Tzatchila, when he says, everyone agrees, you make the bracha on that which you want to make a bracha on, umistama, what's the person going to do? Umistama, he's going to make the bracha on that which he likes better. That's what he's going to eat first. In America, you have a concept called save the best for last. They didn't have that concept in Babylonia. Umistama yivarach mameila ala chaviv etzlo. So mistama, he's going to make the bracha on the chaviv. So when it says divrei hakol mevarach hazeh v'chos mevarach hazeh, it doesn't mean flip a coin. It means chaviv, go with chaviv. Ve'elish de'a deos, and both of these opinions niskarim gankim b'sif aleph. Both of these opinions are going to appear in sif aleph. Gam v'uasham b'sif aleph u'beis manik v'chaviv. What does the word chaviv mean? Chaviv means what does the word literally mean? Beloved. Yeah, he likes it better. So, im haragilios tamid chaviv etzo, is it what he usually likes better? Or what right now he's in the mood for? Continues the Mishnah Berurah in his Hakdama. Kolakodim b'pasuk Eretz Chito Seora Hamedabersham Mishivcha Shel Eretz Yisrael Hu Mukdam LeBracha. Afilu Asheni Chaviv Olav Yosef. So when you talk about Shiva Saminim Adif, that means I have one of the Shiva Saminim and the other one's an apple. What if I have two Shiva Saminim? If you have two Shiva Saminim, you look at what comes first in the pasuk. However, the pasuk is split up in two. The pasuk says Eretz Chita Osora Gefen Teina V'Rimon. Then it says Eretz again. Eretz Zeit Shemen Udvash. So the word Eretz appears twice in the pasuk. Why is the second one doing there? It seems to be not necessary. Okay, there's all discussion bichlal. Like the Torah. Why is the Torah telling us how to make rabbinical brachos? What's up with that? Okay, we're not going to discuss that. Look at the Gemara over there. It discusses it basically. But because the pasuk is split in half, so whatever is closer to the word Eretz takes precedence. So number six, so So the first two, wheat and barley, are kind of funny, and they're not eights, they're not fruits. Put it on the side. So number 3, 4, and 5 are going to come after 6 and 7, because 6 and 7 are closer to the word Eretz than 3, 4, and 5. Sort of. Except if you have...
2 beats 3, 4, 5.
Right. What do you mean 2 beats 3, 4, 5? Barley?
6 and 7, which is 1 and 2.
Seven, yeah, three, yes, but three. 6 and 7 is not, 6 and 7 is a mini 1 and 2. It's not a full 1 and 2, because in theory 1 comes before 6 and 2 comes before 7. Okay, we'll get there. We're not there. We got a whole week to sit and digest this stuff. So we call makom zayit to kodem legefen. Mishum dechazina shechilek hakosuv. The Torah split the pasuk because of eretz pam sheni. It says it a second time. Eretz zayit zayis shemen udvash. Vinimse de zayit who rishon samach le eretz basa. So zayit is first to the second eretz. The gefen who rak shlishi eretz kama. Gefen is only the third one to the first eretz. Okay, now he throws it. Now there is a concept which we didn't really get to yet. We come up with Sif Gimel. Is there an order to the brachos themselves? I mean, basically, what I just explained is that there's no order to the brachos. The question is, do you go by Shiva Saminim, do you go by Chaviv? That's if they have the same bracha. If they have a different bracha, do you flip a coin, or do you go by Chaviv? But there is no order to the brachos themselves. We're going to see in Sif Gimel, that's not so pasha. There is going to be an order to the brachos. At the end of the day, there's basically going to be an order to the brachos. In order to avoid controversy in the Hakdama, so the Mishabura just waters it down over here, and he says, Bore pre eight, Bore pre Adama, code min the Shahakal. Those two come before Shahakal. He doesn't get into Ha'etz versus Hadama, because he just gave a whole speech that seemed to say there is no precedent of Ha'etz over Hadama. It all goes by what you like better. What's Chaviv? There is no preference for Ha'etz Hadama. We're going to see in Sif Gimel, it's not so posh, because Mishnah Tosfos has been done a bag. Okay, we'll get there. The yes I brought him before I call his name. All the other details are going to be explained later on. Okay, so there's a lot here.
Quick question.
Quick question.
Beginning when we say about making a bracha on the same, both eights.
Yeah.
Right? Apple, so, and.
We didn't even start the Shulchan Aruch. You sure you want to ask some questions?
Well, are we talking about what you hold in your hand, what you eat first? What were we talking about?
Yeah. The chatchila, whatever you make the bracha on, you should hold in your hand. But the other, if it's in front of me, yeah, what do you eat first?
What do you eat first?
Yeah, what do you eat first? Exactly. Yeah, so it's interesting. The issue does bring down somewhere over here. Is it just a din and a bracha? What if you already made a bar peitz? So now you're picking, is there an inyan here to what I should eat first? Leaving aside the bracha. Okay, we're not getting into that right now. Okay. I want to start with a controversial taz. Look in the Be'er Heitev Sifkot and Gimel. Even though we didn't start Sif Aleph, we didn't start Sif Beis, and we didn't start Sif Gimel. And the Be'er Heitev Sifkot and Gimel is going on Sif Beis. But the Mishabura does not agree with the taz. But the taz gives us an interesting perspective, which the Mishabura again is not going to accept. But let's look at the taz. It's a very interesting taz. Kasva taz le'in halacha ein kan. Now, by the way, the joke is, you know, when one goes out on shiduchim, so the father-in-law puts the, did you do this to your son-in-law? Put out the bowl of fruit and see which one he's going to make the bracha on to see if the prospective son-in-law is a Talmud Chacham. Don't do that in the bathroom. Okay. Ber Heitei Sivkot and Gimel brings down a Taz. Again, the Mishabura rejects the Taz, but the Taz gives us an interesting perspective. Talks about Taz. Le'ini halacha ain't kind of shim shash. Le'ini halacha, don't worry about nothing. If you're on that Shidduch day, he just turns it and he puts that trick, say, I come from the Taz. I don't like the Taz. The Taz holds, you do whatever you want. Everything is a balagan. It's all a chillin. There's 100 machlektim here. And whatever you do, you have on whom to rely. Din brachos, shavos, if they're the same brachos. V'yesh min shiva, and you have shiva saminim. Mi shiro tzadikacha min shiva, v'leftoshi bracha, shap arvik Rebbe Yehuda, b'saka rosh. The rosh passing is like Rebbe Yehuda. That shiva saminim comes first. If you make the bracha on shiva saminim, you have an hum to rely. And if he wants to take the other, wants to take the apple, then we have to take a chasheni, a chaviv alav, v'leiftar min shiva, shabra v'kirabonim, because I'm a Rambam. That sheet is a Rambam. And you can do it like that. Pick your team. You want to go with the Rosh, with the Behuda, with Shiva Saminim, do that. You want to go like the Rambam and the Chachamim, then you go by chaviv. You can do that. And if there is no Shiva Saminim, pshita, the Shapi Yasa, the Kachachavim. So for sure, take what you like. And even if they're two different brachos, not the same bracha. You want to know which bracha you should say first. There's an advantage to min shiva. There's an advantage to chaviv. Do whatever you want. And within chaviv also is a machlekes. You can rely on either opinion of chaviv. The Rosh says chaviv means what's usually chaviv to you. What do you usually prefer? No, chaviv is what am I in the mood for right now? Pick your team, do whatever you want. Canal, kevin she'ein lefaninu hechrea hilchasa keman. That tells that whatever you do, whatever you want. Whatever you do, you have on whom to rely. Finished. So, the son-in-law wants to get out of it, he could just pull the taz out of his hat, but the Mishnah does not pass him like taz. So the father-in-law might say, bye-bye, I'm looking for a son-in-law who follows the Mishnah, not the taz. Okay, now let's start Sifav. Reish Yud Aleph Aleph. Hayu Lefanov Mine Peros Harbe. He has in front of him Mine Peros Harbe. So the Mechaber split up, Aleph is split up into two. Same bracha, different bracha. In bircha sayin shavos, if it has the same bracha, right, that's what Ula told us. That's what the Machlokes is talking about in the Gemara between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. V'yesh b'neim min shiva, and you have min shiva, makdi min shiva. Like the Rosh, like Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the Shiva Saminim is not your favorite food, the Shiva Saminim, like Rabbi Yehuda, takes precedence. That is the first opinion in the Mechaber. If you don't have Shiva Saminim, so take that which is Chaviv. Not sure how to give this over. Let's look at the skip to Siv Beis now. Skip to Siv Beis. Okay, the Mechaber, we'll do it in a minute, but the Mechaber goes on if they have different brachos. But he starts with, they have the same bracha, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. Then in Siv Beis, he says, Ula HaRambam, and according to the Rambam, Mimhoya Min Echachav Le'yoser, if one of the species, one of the fruit is his favorite, or not his favorite, it's preferable, Bein Shebechasein Shavos, Bein She'en and Shavos, okay, we're not up to En and Shavos yet. Has the same bracha. Bein sheishem min shiva, bein sheibahem min shiva. Makdim achaviv lo oz ba'osa shah. The Rambam holds, like the Chachamim, that chaviv takes precedence over shiva saminim. So the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, he just brings down stam like Rabbi Yehuda, and in Sif Beis he brings down, according to the Rambam, you would do like the Chachamim. Okay, let's go back now to Aleph. So the Mechaber brings down both opinions. It's sort of like a Stam and a Yesh Omrim. We're starting out Stam, tell you what to do, and then according to the Rambam, which sounds like the Iker is like the Stam. That's what it sounds like. Let's see. Okay, Reish Yud Aleph Aleph. Hayu Lefanav Mine Peros Harbe, has a lot of fruit. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph. And we're talking about, you're not forced to eat something that you don't want to eat. You're forced to eat matzah, even if you don't like it. Forced to drink 4 cups of wine in a maror. Okay? You're not forced over your nechas brachas to eat something that you don't want, that you don't like, or you don't want to eat. We're talking about where you plan on eating all these things, which one should you make the bracha on? Dafka shagam dai to hoya lecho mikulam. And the Mechaber says they're in front of him. But if they're not in front of him, I don't like dates. I don't like figs. I don't like olives. So then I'm not eating it. If I'm not eating it, it's not part of the equation. The equation is what is in front of me and what am I planning on eating. Now, in terms of chaviv, there's a very interesting dirshu, footnote 3, brings down a machlokes. How does health play a role? I actually have the shayla a lot. I have to work it through. In halacha, we learned that, you know, there's a lot of reishit aleph relates back to kuf samiches. And kuf samiches, that was the big fat simon we spoke about, possible bekistin and different types of mezonos products. In the beginning, the first, I think it's five seifim over there, talk about I have different types of bread. What do I make the hamotzi on? So it's directly related, sort of, to what's over here. Here it's about I have a plate of fruit. What do I make the bracha on? There's I have a plate of bread. What do I make the bracha on? And there it's talking about white bread versus black bread, which is a whole wheat bread versus not. White bread is considered halacha to take precedence over whole wheat. Here he brings down from Rishon Zalman that if something is more chashiv to him for health reasons, that's called chashiv. That's called chashiv, health reasons. He makes others disagree. But the book I'm reading this health book now, and it was written by a guy who was Mishamish Rav Shach for 38 years, and he brought Rav Shach, he used to bring Rav Shach every Friday whole wheat lachmaniot, and that's what he made hamotzi on, and if it was ever not in Shabbos, he'd say, hey, what happened to my whole wheat lachmaniot? That's, now, it's not a riot from there exactly, because if that's all he had, that's all he had. So then we said, the white bread that you're not eating is not part of the cheshbon. So, well, you have whole wheat. Especially when you have both, can you pick the healthier one, even though in halacha, in the olden days, they didn't know it was healthier, didn't take precedence. Okay. I have to get back to you on that one. He has grapes, he has apples. So if he has mimin shiva, those are the peros that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. So the Mechaber said, makdim min shiva, even though it's not the food, the fruit that he prefers. Mishnebura sifkatan dalit, makdim min shiva. Now he starts throwing in other cheshbonos. So up to now, basically, we've spoken about favorite, usually favorite right now, and shivas aminim. Now he throws in whole versus half, which is the cheshbon that was discussed back in Kuf Samaches. If you have a whole lachmania and you have half a lachmania, make the bracha on the whole lachmania. What if you have a half a loaf of bread, it's much bigger, if you have a lachmania, shalim takes precedence. So he said, v'afilu chatzi pri, the shiva saminim is half a pri, and the apple is all of Asharim shleimim. So he's saying, you go by the shiva saminim. Vim shneihem imin echa mi shiva saminim or shneihem ena min shiva. If it's the same min, so then you look at what is shaleim, makdim hashaleim. Va'afili machatzi chaviv yoter, even if the chatzi is preferable to him, shaleim odif. Shaleim is odif. Where does this come from? Look at the bottom, Sharatzi and Oiz Gimel. Morgan Avram, where do you learn it from? Mileel, from Simu Kuf Samaches. Because over there there's a discussion, there's also Gemara and Brachos over there, and six back. The Prusa Shalchit in Ushleima Shalchit. What if he has a slice of wheat bread and he has a lachmania of barley bread? Midina ha Prusa Odif. Me'ikra Adin, the wheat, even though it's a piece, takes precedence over the Sa'ora. Why does wheat take precedence over barley? Mistama mishum dechitin akdame kra, because wheat comes before barley in the pasuk. So you see, shiva saminim is a maila, even at the expense of shalim. V'adin inyanenu. So then the Machzor Shaka says, wait a second, that's not so pashut. Because when you learn the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara says that the Yorei Shemayim should do both. He should make a motzi on both. He should hold the Shalem and the Prusa together, because each one has a Maila. So the Machzor Shekel says, wait a second, time out. Hey, in Simen Kuf Samaches, Isa the Yorei Shemayim Mevatzei Al Shtein Yachad. He should be motzi on both of them together. Umestama Huadin Inyanenu. Take the half a grape and the whole apple and make Borei Praids together. Now, because your question. Now, good, I'm holding it together. Well, which one am I eating first? I don't remember what it says over there. To do Chazar, look at Kuf Samaches. Now the Magen Avraham doesn't bring this down, so he wants to say maybe the Magen Avraham over there, it's halacha maybe because bread is more chashav in general than peros. So by bread we have this mile of a Yorei Shemayim, but Mikra Din, the wheat takes precedence over the barley. Just so Yorei Shemayim has this mile of doing the two together, but the Magen Avraham didn't feel it's necessary to apply that over here because fruit are not like bread. That's the continuation of the Shara Tzion over here on the bottom. Mishmas Sivkatan, hey, Mailis min Shiva Adif over Chaviv. And now the Mechaber continues. Im Ebeinem min Shiva, you have an apple and an orange. What do you make? Ha'etza, Makdim Chaviv, that which you like better. Now, what does chaviv mean? Hainusha rogi lios tamid chaviv alav ukid alakam. Okay, we're going to see that that's a big machlokes. But right now it means that which is normally chaviv to you. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll have to go over this again and then do Siv Beis and Gimel, I hope.